Well, everything's canceled.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I'm a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
I called because
Some fraud
there's a
on your
charge,
account?
there's a charge on my account, and I didn't order anything.
Okay,
I
no
didn't get
problem.
anything, and I didn't order anything.
Yes, ma'am, no problem. Let's take him. Will you verify your first and last name for me, please?
Dashi Baish.
I love your name. Yes, ma'am. I did locate
Thank
that
you.
account.
I
Is
love
your
your accent.
thank you. It's Alabama. Yes, ma'am. 9258. Is that Rawsonville Road, Bellevue?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And I do see it's for the Bites Hub, which is an app that gives you the healthy recipes, easy to follow workout. It looks like someone was entering a sweepstakes for a KitchenAid mixer, but this is definitely fraud on your account, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, we do take fraud very seriously. We'll be glad to work with your local authorities, have them verify the IP address of the device that was used to make this purchase. I do see where I can go ahead and refund you the $59.89. Your account was canceled, so this is a monthly charge, but there will be no more charges. Your refund of $59.89
See,
will
I don't
be.
understand how this even happened.
Yes, whoever did this, unfortunately, they used your first and last name, an email address with your last name 2014@gmail.com. Does that make any sense?
It's my email address.
Okay, they used
But
that too. Oh, I understand.
I didn't sign up for what you're talking
oh,
about.
okay. Yes, ma'am. See, I'm not
I
really
saw the
sure.
ad for the thing for $2, and then I saw later that Walmart withdrew everything had that pertaining to that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do see where they charged you for the app. I'm not really sure how they were able and how that even came about. Unfortunately, it doesn't let me see. But I did go ahead and refund the $59.89. And that will be back in your account by Friday, which is 3 to 5 business days. You're going to have no
I
more
mean,
charges.
it's just frustrating when you see something on there. And
I
my husband's
understand.
like, what is that? And I, so
yes, ma'am.
I looked up I went to the website, and I'm like, what is this?
Yes, MC, I totally understand, and I'm sorry that happened to you, that somebody fraudulently used your information somehow, but we did get it refunded.
Well,
and canceled.
If you're signing up for something, wouldn't you know it?
Oh, you're supposed to, but I would tell you, I'm not really sure. This weekend, I found out that someone has been charging me for Hulu, but when I caught the Hulu, like on your smart TV, it's a program subscription. Well, I called them, and the subscription wasn't even in my first and last name. It was some man. And there's no man who lives in my house. It's just me and my 11-year-old
daughter. But yet you
were
paying for it every month.
Yes, ma'am, for 3 months before I realized it. Yes, ma'am.
That's just crazy.
It is, and it's scary that they can do that. But anyway, when I get off work at 3, I'm going straight to the bank to get a new card. They blocked my card. But I've got to go get a new one now, and that just messes up all my automatic payments, like water, power, and insurance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
ma'am.
I've
so
been
I'm
through
so
that.
Sorry. I know it's a
yeah,
nightmare.
Yeah, I've been through that. It is, because then you have to change all of your accounts.
Yes, ma'am. And see, I almost got my power cut off about 3 months ago when this happened before with a different company. Someone went in and took a dollar out 10 times. And when they did that, the bank shut off my card. I went and got a new card number with the same account. My power bill comes off that card. I didn't realize it didn't come off. Forgot all about it. The guy came to disconnect my power. And we're here in Alabama, and it is hot. But luckily, he let me call and pay it. I just didn't pay any attention. I'm one of those people that just scan the card until it don't scan no more.
Yeah, you've got, like, auto payment.
Yes, ma'am. And see, that messed me up. So I understand your frustration, definitely.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, definitely. And I'm sorry that happened. Is there anything else I can help you with today, please?
Nope, that's it.
Awesome. Well, thank you, ma'am, for calling customer
service.
So
what do you guys do there anyway?
What do we do here? Yes, ma'am. We're I'm a third-party customer service representative. I work for a call center here, and we answer the calls for this app company called BiteSub.
I never heard of it.
Yes, ma'am. I didn't either until I started working here, so I'm sorry that they did this to you.
Yeah, me too. I'm just lucky that my husband pointed it out, and he's like, "What is that?"
Oh, yes, ma'am. I understand that. And
'Cause that's too
thank
much
goodness.
money just to throw away.
Oh, definitely. $59.89. Yes, ma'am. That won't even get you a tank of gas barely, but it still helps. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, please.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye-bye.